Hi, it's Simon here again from the Oldham Chronicle, and we're down at in the boardroom again, actually, at the Chronicle office on Union Street. And I'm delighted to have been joined by Jake Fletcher from Cupids again. Here we are again, Jake. So,
howdy.
How are you doing, mate? You okay?
Really good, thank you.
Yes, yeah. Excellent. Okay. We've been here with Cupids before. I've interviewed them different members of the band a number of times now. And we always like to keep the focus on them in the Chronicle, and it's been another sort of busy autumn again. And you know, you've got exciting plans coming up that you can tell me about shortly for 2017. But I just wanted to ask you first, Jake. You've had some huge gigs in the last kind of 6 months or so. You had a couple in Manchester at the Brit Sound Project, I think. Was it at the Victoria Warehouse that?
Yeah, next to Old Trafford. Yeah,
There was that on the Neighbourhood Festival. But firstly, the Brit Sound Project, you were playing with some huge names there: Black Grape, Primal Scream, Badly Drawn Boy. How did that go?
Yeah, it was really good. It was big. It was quite boomy, you know.
I think it was sold out ticket wise as well.
Yeah, it was. It was the first time that the organisers had done anything on that scale, and I think they did really well. I think they plan on doing another one as well, which that'd be cool, you know.
Yeah,
it was good though. It went down really well. We had a really big crowd.
Yeah,
it just keeps growing, you know.
Yeah,
but we're kind of spacing out the Manchester ones.
Yeah, that's right. But well, you also did the Neighbourhood Festival as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Where actually did you play at that one? Because it was a multi-venue event, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Was it an all-day job?
It was all day. It was an all day thing that SJM put on.
Yeah. And where did you play?
It was called Zolo, I think. XOLO. I think that's how you say it. I'm not sure. It's next to Sound Control though.
Right.
Just off Oxford Road.
Yeah.
It was downstairs in like an underground bar. It was absolutely rammed. You couldn't move.
Fantastic.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Again, same kind of thing. There was just a bit of a buzz on the day about us playing, I think.
Mm.
We didn't really say much about it. We just turned up and played, but we were surprised that it was absolutely, you know, rammed, you know.
Good. Well, obviously, Cupids have been very busy in the meantime. You've been to, like written down here, Leicester, London a couple of times, Leeds, Liverpool. But then in kind of the beginning of December, you played three absolutely... Well, special gigs supporting Ocean Colour Scene, no less, didn't you? I think that was at the Hammersmith Apollo, the Manchester Apollo, and the Liverpool Olympia. Now, you know, I think, is it fair to say the Manchester Apollo one, is it like one of the main sort of venues to tick off your list? I mean,
personally, I've seen so many people, you know, but it was really nice to just with the history and everything. I think my mate Jimmy, who was guitar teching for us, he took a picture of me from side stage as I was playing.
Yeah.
And stood exactly the same spot that McCartney was stood at, like 1963 when they first kind of,
wow.
You know, when the invasion happened kind of thing. And just really good to just look up at the balcony, and I recognised every bit of it, but seeing it from the stage point of view, it was really nice, you know.
So who, I mean, obviously you'll have been there sort of countless times, I would imagine. So who was have been the best gigs at the Apollo, the Manchester Apollo, for you?
You'll laugh if I tell you.
But, never mind, come on.
Some of you won't. Some of you will. I saw Elvis Costello there. That was brilliant.
Right, yeah.
He did this spinning wheel tour. It was a bit like Wheel of Fortune with all his songs on the wheel,
right.
And he got people out of the audience to spin the wheel. And it landed on a song, and whatever it landed on, that's what he did for the next song, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I've seen loads of bizarre people there. One of the best gigs, right, I've ever seen was, I was about 13, and I saw the Darkness there.
Oh, right, right.
And kid you not, it was absolutely bouncing.
Yeah.
I was literally, it was... The crowd was swaying, and my feet weren't on the floor a lot of the time. I couldn't. It's probably the closest I've ever been to say. You know, when I speak to yourself and someone's saying I saw the Jam in like 82 or something. It wasn't wow. They were good and everything, but just as a night, you know, like just the actual atmosphere of everyone being crammed right up to the stage, and it was like an old school gig, really,
yeah.
But a rock and roll gig.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they, you know, they're cheesy and the novelty, but the actual night, you know, was like, it felt like it was actually a proper gig, yeah, you know, not there wasn't stewards saying you can't do that and you right. can't do that. It was just free for all, which was brilliant, you know.
So on the night Cupids played there in December, was it kind of busy? I know you were supporting Ocean Colour Scene, so it would have been reasonably early, but
yeah,
I think you said it was quite busy.
It was busy when we went, when we went on, it was really busy, surprisingly. Mm. And it was standing too, so
yeah,
people were further forward, you know, and getting a good spot for OCS as well, I suppose. But it was just nice because seating gigs are just so much more sterile, you know, to play to rather than standing gigs. Mm. But it was really good.
Yeah.
It's great as well to play the stages like that. They're a doddle, you know. Yeah. The sound's brilliant, and
yeah,
it's not, you know, there's people that spend 2 hours sound checking at these things, and I just think you've got no idea, you know, you've completely lost touch on like what other people have to go through, you know. It's all you have to do is just turn up, and you know, they were apologising because the band that were on after us, they run over late, and they was taking ages sound checking. I can't remember who they were, but anyway we didn't have much of a sound check. We had like 10 minutes, which to us anyway, that's more than ample. And, you know, it was just perfect straight away. We just said, yeah, that's brilliant, thanks, you know.
Well, they've had plenty of experience with the bands down the years, haven't they, obviously? And you also played the Hammersmith Apollo with Ocean Colour Scene, and that's quite... did you say it's an even bigger venue than the Manchester Apollo?
I think it is bigger. It's on the same kind of scale. It's a theatre, you know, but I think it is a bit bigger. Mm. It's wider. It doesn't go back as far as the Apollo, but it's really wide, and it is big.
Yeah.
But I saw Kate Bush there 2 years ago,
really? Right.
And it's the only gig I've ever seen there. But you know, there's been a lot, like Bowie announced that Ziggy was dead at the Hammersmith Apollo. Yeah. You know, the really famous one where he says at the end, you know, he said this is the last time we'll be playing together as this band, and the Spiders from Mars broke up after that, and he got a new band for the next one. I think it was Aladdin Sane. Maybe Diamond Dogs or something like that. But anyway, there's a lot of history happened at the Hammersmith, you know.
So how did these three, well, including the Liverpool Olympia, how did these three gigs come about, Jake? Because it was reasonably short notice, I think.
I got a phone call from, it was through Steve Craddock.
Because you've got quite a friendship going with Steve, I think.
Yeah, I play guitar with him when he's doing solo stuff. Mm-hmm. But they needed a band, really, to open, so it was just a no-brainer. We were actually supposed to be in the studio that weekend. We were supposed to be recording, but you couldn't turn that down,
no,
so we had to cancel, really.
No. Best gigs ever for you personally, do you think? Either of those three?
Yeah, as Cupids, I'd say.
Yeah.
As Cupids, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say the Weller ones are still just on sheer size.
Yeah, yeah.
The Warwick Castle one we did with Weller a couple of years ago, which was just daft big, you know, like 9,000 people or something. Yeah.